Greetings. Greet you all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, the one we've been singing to and praising Him this morning. And He truly is worthy. I feel like I I could sense Brother Aiden's heart there, and I think it's very much a challenge to be continually seeking God and to make right choices and decisions for ourselves and our families as a church. And so it kind of verified a little bit, I think, what I felt like the Lord was pressing upon me to be more diligent in, and that is to live a life of worship. And that came about with we've been reading. All of us have been going through the book of Genesis, and a couple of verses that just really kind of stood out to me. Genesis 24. maybe we'll just bow our heads here and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before You. In the name of Jesus here this morning again. The Almighty One, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. We bow here and just worship You and honor You. Just ask, Lord, that You would anoint our day here, anoint our time of worship, Lord. Father, we gather in vain lest You come. We pray, Father, that You would help me to put into words what I feel like You have laid on my heart, Father, in the area of worship. I also want to pray for Brother Mose and Brother Daniel, Lord, that You would anoint their lips and heart and mind. Love You, worship You, and honor You in Jesus' name. Amen. So, in Genesis, we have Abraham's oldest servant. I think his name is Eliezer. He was sent to, it's in Genesis 24. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but a few of the verses. Abraham sent him to find a wife for his son Isaac, the son of promise. And he the two verses that stuck out to me were in verses 26 and 52. I think I'll just read them and then we'll keep going here. So he was sent to over to Mesopotamia there, and he ended up, well, like I said, let me read those two verses. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. In verse 52, and it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshiped the Lord. bowing himself to the earth. And I was just struck, when his answer to his prayer came, it doesn't say that he bowed his head in thanksgiving, which I'm sure that was part of it, but he worshiped. And that's what was just really stood out to me. And you all, I'm sure you all read the story, so I'm not going to go across that part of it. It doesn't say that he just bowed down in an act of worship, but he actually worshiped his Heavenly Father. And the burden I feel like was on my heart for myself. You know, we gather here to worship corporately. And I really value these times. They're a rich blessing. But I was challenged when it seemed like that was pretty automatic when when God answered his prayer there, and his head went down and he worshiped the Lord in gratefulness and thankfulness. It indicated a man of faith, that he had taken on the faith of his master Abraham, the father of faith. I guess maybe that was why that he had a walk with the Lord. That was why Abraham could trust him with so great a responsibility. So those were some of the things that went through my mind as I read this. that our daily lives could just be worshipful. So that took me to just went on and to John 4:24, the woman at the well. Jesus told the woman that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. To allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. That's John 16:13. Jesus did say in John 14:6, I think it was, I don't have that down, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the truth is Jesus, in the person of Jesus Christ. As we get to know him, worship him in everyday life, John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that we know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. To continue to seek out the truth in God's word would be one way to know our Father more and to worship him. But then I thought of, you know, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. So Jesus is the truth as a person, but in John 1:4, It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So, it makes it, the truth also becomes practical, you know. It is Jesus Christ, the truth. He is truth, but it also becomes practical. To be honest before God and man or before our brothers. And when it comes to our daily worship. So just truthfulness about worship on a daily basis. Does my worship follow these principles? And so I have a few verses here. "And now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Psalm 2:11. "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." Ephesians 6:7. "With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men." Hebrews 12:28. "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." just to be honest, you know, with ourselves and with our brothers, with our devotional life, with teaching our children about disciplining themselves, scripture memorization. I see a need. I see a need in my life. It's we get busy with good things, work, and even helping others, but is the Lord getting all of me? Is He getting all of me? I was going to read a few verses on being just being honest with ourselves and with each other. Zechariah 8:16. "These are the things that we shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor," or could we say our brother? "Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates." Malachi 2:6. "The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity." Ephesians 4:25, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Ephesians 6:14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." So, you know, God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This was, you know, this just the daily worship. You know, that includes everything. You know, Think of that scripture, pure religion, undefiled, is visiting the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Holiness. There's no conclusion here. This is a vast topic. So I'm just bringing before you a need that I see in my own life. That we pray for one another, that we can run the race together. Holiness and faith and submission, submitting one to another in the fear of the Lord. In 1 Chronicles 6:29, given to the Lord the glory due unto His name, bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him, all the earth. Psalm 96:90. I think that's about all I have. I just are very, very grateful to be here and worship with you all each Sunday. The Lord grants us to get together. But may our daily worship also be filled with zeal and fervor and consistency. Lord bless you all.